If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
I just love how the queen in her final years has decided to take what little time she has left, or might, you know, who knows, but and devote it to upping her Instagram game. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So the queen visited the Science Museum of England the other day, and I guess was so inspired that she had to share her joy on Instagram.
Did she take a selfie? Or
no.
She had her people take a picture of her?
No, she just kind of posted a picture of what she was looking at.
Oh, okay.
And then she had a caption underneath.
Okay.
And
it
was, this is her very first Instagram post. She ended her first Instagram post with a few hashtags. Hashtag YOLO.
No, she did not.
Hashtag Instagood. Hashtag Throwback Thursday.
No, she didn't.
No.
Hashtag living Meghan, my best life.
Yeah, exactly.
Meghan Markle and Harry are getting to her, clearly.
Yeah, exactly. I could read her whole post, but I thought, why should I read it when we can have Sam read it?
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Today, as I visit the Science Museum, I was interested to discover a letter from the Royal Archives written in 1843 to my great-grandfather, Prince Albert. Charles Babbage, credited as the world's first computer pioneer, designed the difference engine, of which Albert had the opportunity to see the prototype in July of 1843. In the letter, Babbage told Queen Victoria and Prince Albert about his invention, the analytical engine, upon which the first computer programs were created by Ada Lovelace, a daughter of Lord Byron.
Wow.
Today, I had the pleasure of learning about children's computers coding
issues. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. We're good, we're good.
She's doing Instagram wrong.
Yes, she is.
I just fell asleep.
Way too long. Like rule number one of Instagram, two lines max.
Do you think she knows what Instagram is?
Not a clue.
No.
Yes.
You do?
You tweet your pictures.
No, you don't tweet your pictures.
On the cloud.
You put them up to MySpace.
Do you got any of your grandparents on Instagram?
God, no.
No, my mom's on Facebook. That's as close as we're going to...
Really?
Yeah, and she does that all wrong.
My mom's good. Like, she's good. She's pretty young, but my grandmother is pretty good. Like, it's pretty impressive. I FaceTime her all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, we do, like, multi-FaceTimes where everyone in our family is on one, but it's my grandfather who's, like, over her shoulder, like, Nancy, who are you talking to? How is Nicole with her sister when one's in Quebec and one's in Nova Scotia, if he sees both of our faces on the screen?
My grandmother keeps forgetting her login password for her phone. Every time she comes over, she's like, guys, help me. We're like, why haven't you answered your phone in 2 weeks?
She's locked herself
my password.
Out.
Luckily, the queen probably has many people there to help her with Instagram.
Right.
But I would just be curious if they sat down and said, listen, there's this platform. We think it would be really beneficial if you were on there, or if they just like do it without even asking.
Doesn't serve the Commonwealth.
Well, how would that meeting go? Like, did she have the phone in her purse and she took it out, or did she ask for the phone? Did somebody give it to her?
You think she has a phone, a smartphone?
I wonder what her password is for her smartphone. She's probably got the iPhone 11. I wonder what the password would be.
Anyway, good for her. I can't wait until she graduates to taking selfies on there.
Oh, yeah. That'd be the best.
I mean, it's inevitable. It happens to everyone.
And upgrades her to some hashtags finally.
Yes.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
It's mornings with Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good Friday morning, and it's International Women's Day.
Yeah, and so for International Women's Day, we thought it might be cool to get a guy's perspective on the day. So I can only speak for myself, but I'm lucky to have the women in my life that I do. Growing up, I had a mother I looked up to. She was a woman who was caring, intelligent, loving, supportive. She was the type of mother that gave more of herself than anyone I've ever known. And like so many women, she put motherhood first. And now I look back with appreciation and admiration on her. I had a sister who became a woman right in front of my eyes. She was a baby girl who grew up to be a powerful, successful, and outgoing woman in the blink of an eye. And then fast forward right now, I've got a wife who I'm proud to have at my side, a woman any girl could look up to, any girl would see as a role model. She embodies, she embodies the women I've grown up to know, smart, loving, beautiful, both inside and out. And so the women in my life, you know, might not see themselves the way I see them on an everyday basis, but I wish they would. I'm lucky to have the women by my side who embody so many great qualities, just a few of which I've already named. Not to speak for all men, but on behalf of men, thank you today and every day for enriching our lives the way you do. And dare I say, Sam, I think you'll agree, for making us better people.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, and my work wife, Nikki. You're crazy sometimes, but it's what makes you the woman that you are. Never apologize for that. Own it, because our show wouldn't be the same without you.
International Women's Day is an amazing day for us to reflect on how far we've absolutely come as women, which is very important. But also, it's important that we remember how far we still do have to go, both here in Canada and all over the world when it comes to equality. So it's an amazing day to take an opportunity to highlight the good and work on the things
that
we should be.
There's so much good out there.
Yeah,
there really is.
There is a lot of good, and also the things that we can continue, because we have a ways to go and women are doing a great job.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
All right, this is like one of the best parts of Fridays, right?
It's the best part of Friday.
Kick off your weekend.
Right, okay, so once again, for To Tell the Truth, if you don't know how this works, we have a stranger walk in the studio, they introduce themselves and tell us an amazing story, and we have to decide whether they're telling the truth or they're complete liars. And I'm really bad at this game, by the way. You can play along by texting us at 92925. Okay, so somebody just walked in, so good morning. Please introduce yourself and tell us why you're here.
My name's Joshua, and I was on Jeopardy.
No way.
You're on Jeopardy. Wow.
Okay. That's
have
timely.
To mention, the sad news about Alex Trebek.
Yeah, very sad.
He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, right?
Yeah, stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Did you get to spend any time with him when you were on Jeopardy?
You get to speak to him a little bit when he comes around and chats with everybody and asks, you know, a little fact about you. And
nice guy?
Yeah, nice enough. He's kind of formal. He's a little bit older and he's kind of taking on this persona of being a sort of a crotchety older person, but more.
Oh, okay.
You can tell he's soft underneath. He's a nice guy.
He doesn't break character.
No, he's always the same.
Mm-hmm. What was the fun fact that you gave on the show when he came around to you?
Good question.
He asked me about whether it was true that I taught at the same high school that my father used to teach at, which is true.
Okay.
Did you win?
No, I did not win.
You didn't win anything.
I finished with 24,000, but I was a dollar short of the guy who finished in first.
Oh, he's one of those. Yeah.
So did you walk away with any money, even if you come in second place?
Well, for second place, you get $2,000.
Okay. And is that taxed?
It is taxed, yes.
So where did you go to be on Jeopardy?
Los Angeles.
How did you get on Jeopardy?
There was an online kind of quiz that you had to do, and then there was an audition in Boston, and then they call you, and then you go.
So are you smarter than the average person?
You know, I know a few random facts, which is helpful.
Now, this knowledge is not all off the top of your head. I heard that, correct me if I'm wrong, that they give you some, like, prep material the night before. What do they give you in terms of pamphlets or reading material to sort of prep you for the show?
They don't actually give you anything.
Nothing?
No.
Okay. Do you remember what the final Jeopardy question was?
Yes. The final Jeopardy question was this five-word phrase, this parodied a lot and refers to comes from British propaganda leaflets in World War II.
Jeez.
And it was keep calm and carry on, something like that.
I'm going to ask you a question. This is a word we learned last week, actually. Do you know what a demonym is?
I believe it's the name referring to a group of people.
Like wow, that is pretty.
You got it right. Yeah.
Wow.
So you passed the intellectual part of this quiz.
Are you from Montreal?
Yes, I'm from Montreal.
Did you find it hard to remember that you have to start every answer with a question? Like, what is Nikki, Sam, and Andy?
I was worried that I would forget, but it kind of came pretty natural after a while.
Did you cry when you lost?
Just on the inside.
You did a little on the inside.
Yeah.
Was this when Alex Trebek had the mustache, or did he not have the mustache anymore?
At this point, sadly, this was post-mustache.
Post-mustache. Yeah.
Okay. And you're a teacher?
That's right, yeah.
A high school teacher?
That's right.
Do your students think you're smart?
Some of them do. I'm sure some of them don't think I'm very smart.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Does your wife or husband think you're smart?
My wife thinks I'm smart.
Yeah. Okay.
My mom thinks I'm cool. Yeah.
Your mom thinks you're cool. What do you teach in high school?
Math.
Okay. I think we've asked some good questions. These are good, right?
Yeah. Is there a real studio audience?
Yes, there is.
How many people?
I would guess about 120.
Okay.
They pay for your hotel, for everything?
No, they don't pay for your hotel.
They don't pay for anything?
No.
Airfare?
No.
Come on.
Oh, so you pay to go.
That's it.
Wow. Sam, you don't like that. You don't want to go on anymore. Mm. Okay. Joshua just walked in the studio with a story that is either a truth or a lie. He says he was on Jeopardy. We want to know what you think. We're taking your text.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite one. He's lying. There hasn't been a Canadian Joshua on Jeopardy in the 20 years that I've been watching.
Oh, really?
Wow.
You paid that close attention.
The library of Jeopardy catalog.
Yeah. Ellen thinks he's lying because when asked about his mustache, he said, I believe it was post-mustache.
Oh.
Wouldn't he have known for sure?
Okay.
I mean,
that's
deal. The first thing you recognize, right?
Yeah.
Somebody else said, even Judge Judy pays for flights. He's a liar. Okay, Joshua, it's weird talking about you while you're here, but let's get started. Sam, you want to go first?
Okay.
Here's my diagnosis. You are a smart guy, no doubt about it. You are astute, and I think that you're a Jeopardy buff. But I don't think you were on it. Something tells me that you're kind of full of it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to believe you, but something's saying no.
Okay, Andy?
I could go either way on you. I'm going to say, just because Sam said you're a liar, I'm going to say you're telling the truth. You answered our questions pretty quickly, and they were hard questions, like the denim mm-hmm. question mm-hmm. was a tough question. You remembered what your final Jeopardy question was. I'm going to say you're telling the truth.
I don't find this difficult at all. I'm not going both ways. Of course you're telling the truth. His story was like perfectly executed. You don't look like a liar.
That's
like
what smart guys do. They're conniving.
That's the whole thing.
Sam, yeah. How would you know?
I don't. It's a blind guess.
How would you know what smart guys do? Okay, Joshua, if you would like to please reveal the truth and don't break my heart here.
I was indeed on Jeopardy.
Yeah. Yes, I knew it. It was perfect.
Okay, all right, you got me.
Flawlessly executed. That's yeah. amazing.
Smarter than I thought.
Oh, that was true. You did lose by $1?
Yes, I did lose by $1.
Did you want to kill a person?
No, he seemed like a nice guy, so.
It's strategy to bet by $1, right?
That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When people find out this fact about you, are they constantly quizzing you all the time? Like, I would constantly be bringing things up and asking if you know the answer.
Well, yeah, they have a lot of questions. What I usually do, there's this 360 video on YouTube that shows, like, the inside of the studio. So yeah. I just show them that because that answers a lot of the questions people have about what it looks like and how it works. And
did you want to be on other shows as well? Like, you do really well in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
If I were to try and be on another show, I think I would try and be on Survivor.
Oh, on Survivor.
Yeah. Okay.
And use your wit to survive. I got it.
I would get a sunburn the first day, and that would be it, though. I'd be
medic.
Yeah.
Amazing. Joshua, that's so cool. Thanks for sharing your story with us.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for telling the truth. We've had a lot of liars walking through this door on Fridays lately, so that's appreciated.
No problem.
I want to challenge you to Smarter Than Sam.
Oh, you do?
Oh, that would be fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I want to take on a true trivia champion. I'm just kind of scared, though.
Yeah, you should be. You're going to lose.
I'm not a champion, though. So.
Oh, right. Well, you are. You are in our books.
You're smarter than Sam, this we're sure of. Amazing. Thank you so much, Joshua.
Well, thank you.
I just have to say, I never like to brag, but I've been getting pretty good at this game the last couple weeks. Okay. Have you noticed?
You've had two in a row.
Well, take it easy.
That's because she guesses the same that I guess, and I've been doing pretty well myself.
I guess before
And you're only guessing the opposite of what I'm guessing, so you're welcome, Nikki.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.